It doesn't matter if you fault him for his quirkiness or praise him for his spontaneity. Murray Burns will win you over. Murray is a lovable, less than ambitious main character in A Thousand Clowns, now playing at Barksdale Theater at Hanover Tavern. He cheerfully spends his days sightseeing around town and watching movies after quitting his job as a writer for the children's TV program Chuckles the Chipmunk months ago. When we meet this carefree guy, he's about to get a visit from two Child Welfare Bureau agents who are trying to assess if he is a fit guardian for his 12-year-old nephew, Nick. If he doesn't find a job and ditches happy-go-lucky lifestyle, he stands to lose Nick, the one positive aspect of his life. The play comes together nicely under the deft hand of director Steve Perrigard. Each of the six actors has his or her special moment on stage. David Janeski is convincing as Albert, a straight-laced but naive child welfare agent who threatens to take Nick away from Murray if he continues down the unemployment path. Jeff Clevenger brings humor to the role of Leo, an obnoxious character who plays Chuckles the Chipmunk. John Moon shows both the compassion and frustration that Arnold, Murray's hardworking brother, feels when he tries to counsel his sibling. Allie Weplow is a hoot as Sandra, the child welfare agent who falls in love with Murray's childlike wonderment. As young Nick, Eric Brenner steals the spotlight when he's on stage. His timing is spot on, as is comic delivery. And on top of that, he's flat out adorable. Scott Wichman brings enthusiasm and his own spontaneity to the role of Murray. He steps into the character with ease and skill, providing both the charisma and devil-may-care attitude that define Murray. His mentoring interactions with young Brenner are as funny as they are endearing. A Thousand Clowns is a whimsical offering that will leave you grinning from ear to ear. The show runs through April the 23rd at Barksdale Theater at Hanover Tavern. For V for Women and JoanTuppence.com, this is Joan with One Woman's View.